Mm-hmm. Shall I go ahead with it? Are you rolling, Ed? Okay, this is Old Tales and New for February 1st, 1954. Program called Z.T. Grubney Meets a Groundhog. The number is E-285. The Minnesota School of the Air invites you to listen to Old Tales and New. Hi there, boys and girls. Are you all set for another tape-transcribed story? Good. Then sit back, relax, and listen to what happens when Z.T. Grubney meets a groundhog.
You want to know what an emergency is, Bertha Betty Grubney.
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. You said this meeting was called because of an emergency. Is an emergency like a flower? I understand flowers.
No, Bertha Betty. An emergency is something that happens like an accident.
Oh.
This morning we have an emergency, and that's why I called all the Grubney fairies together. Quiet now. Quiet, everybody. Quiet, Grubneys. Come to order. As I said, we have an emergency. Very shortly it will be Groundhog Day. Do you all know what a groundhog is?
A groundhog is like a rabbit, only with different ears.
No, Fubney Grubney, a groundhog is nothing like a rabbit. A rabbit eats carrots, and I never saw a groundhog eat a carrot.
I know a second, carrot wants a bitter rabbit.
Order, please. A groundhog is not a rabbit. A groundhog is like a woodchuck. In fact, you might say it is a woodchuck. It's a rather fattish animal that vacations in the ground all winter in burrows. When a groundhog is standing up and attending to its business, it's about 2 feet long and it has a tail.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, Z.T., what is the question?
It is about groundhogs. When you say a business like groundhog is 2 feet long, whose feet do you mean?
A very good question, Z.T.
Thank you.
I mean people's feet. These groundhogs or woodchucks are about 2 people's feet long. Oh. Now, does everyone understand what a groundhog looks like? Well, that's good. As I said, Groundhog Day is coming, and we Grubney...
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Another question?
Why do the groundhogs have a day? Is there something special about the day? And if so, why are there not days for all animals? And if all the animals all have a day, why cannot we Grubney fairies have a day?
No. Now, Z.T., don't get too upset. This Groundhog Day is really an invention of the people. On that day, each year, groundhogs usually come out of their winter homes and stretch their legs and look around. Now, it seems that groundhogs are pretty shy and nervous, and they're apt to jump at the smallest thing. You might say that they're afraid of their own shadows.
I knew a shadow once that got all wet in the rain and sneezed for 2 weeks, and was it ever funny to see?
Yes, Fubney. I fancy we've all known unusual shadows. But to get back to the groundhogs, if a groundhog sees his shadow, he rushes back into his winter home, and the people think that means that spring won't come for 6 weeks. Do you all understand?
Mr. Mayor, what happens if a groundhog doesn't see his shadow and rush off home?
That's a good question, Bertha Betty. It seems the people think that if the groundhogs stay out of their homes, it would mean that spring had already come.
Word has come to me that one groundhog doesn't intend to return to his home, no matter what he sees. Now, if one groundhog stays out and spring happens in the first part of February, instead of later on when it should happen, well, you can see all the trouble we'd have.
Do we find this groundhog and maybe not let him out of his hole at all?
Oh, that's a very interesting question, Z.T. Very interesting indeed, because we don't know which groundhog it is.
Oh, boy.
There are hundreds of groundhogs, and only one of them intends to cause any trouble.
I don't know. What are we going to do, Mr. Mayor? How are we going to locate this one awful groundhog?
Each of you Grubney fairies must be a detective.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Each one of you must scout around among all the groundhogs on this one day. Find the one that would upset the order of things and persuade him gently to go back into his hole, at least until the middle of March.
Persuade him, Mr. Mayor? Why can't we tie him up and put him back in his hole?
Oh, no. No, Fubney. I absolutely forbid violence. Our work is gentle work. We are orderly, peaceful fairies. As the seasons change gradually and gently, we must let our actions be gentle actions.
Couldn't we even push him, Mr. Mayor? Not even a little push?
No, no, ZT, not even a little push. You must persuade him, reason with him, talk to him, but no violence, do you understand? That's good. Now, I want each of you to get lots of sleep and to be up bright and early on the morning of Groundhog Day. We have pictures of groundhogs at the door for you on your way out. There are not quite enough pictures to go around, but you can always look on with a friend and in this way know very clearly what animal you are looking for. If there are no other questions, the meeting is adjourned. Zarathustra, did you or did you not get your picture of a groundhog at last week's meeting?
Well, no, Mr. Mayor. I guess you could say I did not. My name sort of comes at the end of the alphabet, and there weren't any left by the time I got to the door.
So that explains why you had that run-in today with a porcupine.
Yeah, whatever it was, I thought it was a groundhog. I couldn't exactly remember what you said a groundhog looked like, but when I saw that animal coming out of a hole, I thought it was a groundhog, and I went right for it.
Yes, I should say you did, ZT, and the president of the local porcupines just called me up. He was so angry his quills were quivering.
Oh, did I do something wrong?
Wrong, ZT? Wrong? Why, you persuaded that porcupine to back into a hole.
Yeah, I guess I'm a pretty good talker, huh? I just talked to that old porcupine and he backed up as neat as anything right into the hole.
Yes, and now he's stuck.
Huh?
He's lodged in the hole because his quills were rubbed the wrong way.
Oh.
Porcupines must go in frontwards. Why, their president has had to send a rescue team. He says some of the quills have been bent so that they look like curls. Really, ZT, how could you mistake a porcupine for a groundhog?
Well, it wasn't hard, Mayor. It was easy.
Yes, ZT, I suppose it was easy for you. I shall have to explain to the president that it was all a mistake.
Well, is it all right, then, if I go out and look for other groundhogs? I saw one with a really bushy tail as I was coming across the grove, and I
bushy tailed animals are squirrels. Here is my personal autographed picture of a groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
Take this with you, and don't you speak to any animal that doesn't look like this. Do you understand, ZT?
Well, I understand, and I won't persuade any more of those fat ones with the pine needles that stick straight out.
Those are not pine needles. Those are porcupine quills. And if I ever hear of you going near a porcupine again, I'll have you demoted to a tenderfoot. You be careful this time, ZT. Take the picture and try to act like a detective.
I will, Mr. Mayor. I'll be the best detective you've got. Whatever a detective is. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. I wonder if you'd mind turning this way a bit more.
What? What did you say?
I said, would you mind turning this way a bit more so that I can look at you? I'm trying to see if you look like this picture. Now, if the sun has gone down, there isn't much light left. It's not easy to see.
What picture you got there, chum?
This is a picture of a groundhog. This is their day, and I've been looking for a groundhog since early this morning, but I haven't found one.
What you looking for groundhogs for, chum? Let me see that picture.
Well, this is a picture of a groundhog, but you can't see it so good in this light. I kind of hate to return to the office without having seen even one groundhog. That's why I stopped you. Thought you maybe could be a groundhog, but I guess you're not, huh?
Well, of all the ugly pictures I've ever seen, well, I sure am a lot better looking than this one.
This picture isn't any good, huh? You know, maybe that's why I haven't been able to find the right animal. Maybe I've been looking for the wrong thing all day.
Now, I don't know what you've been looking for, chum, but that's about the ugliest beat-up groundhog I've ever seen. Why, you should see the groundhog pictures I've got at my place. Handsome, smiling pictures. Would you like to take a peek at them?
Well, I should be getting back to the office. I think I'm a little late as it
is. Well, boy, you can't go through life thinking groundhogs look like that. Now, it won't take any time. You just come along and I'll show you a couple of pictures of a mighty handsome groundhog, namely me.
Well, maybe it'd be all right if I didn't stay very long. It would help me a lot if I had a good picture to go by. I don't know how I can be a deteckative unless I know what I'm deteckating for.
All right, now, lad, you just come along with me. Now, it sure burns me to think they'd put out a picture like that. Why, I've got pictures taken ever since I was a tot that are better than that. No wonder you couldn't find a groundhog. Probably couldn't find one myself if I was looking for something like that. Mind there, don't trip over that bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my house is just over there. Say, if you're hungry, we might get a little something to chomp on, huh?
That's very nice, I'm sure. I am sort of hungry and I'm tired, too. But I could sleep for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Seem to be getting a little tired myself.
Oh, yeah.
Went to bed early last fall, so I shouldn't be tired now. Duck your head there, boy.
Okay.
We go down this tunnel, and my burrow is the fourth on the right.
It's even darker in here than outside. How am I ever going to see your pictures so I'll know what a really, truly groundhog looks like?
Well, you see, Bud, we don't have any light in here because so many of the others are asleep. And a lot of them are kind of afraid of the light.
Now, that's about the only thing I know about groundhogs. I guess they're afraid of light, too. At least that's what the mayor said, yeah.
Yeah, well, here we are, chum. Don't bump into the bed now.
Well, look, hey, I guess I bumped into the bed.
Yeah, guess you did.
Well, it's a mighty comfortable bed. It's about the most comfortable bed I've ever been on.
It's a comfortable bed. And a big one, too.
Yeah, it is.
The folks who lived here before I moved in said that their whole family liked this bed.
I bet I could sleep for days and days and maybe even a whole week.
I found these pictures. Ease over, boy, and I'll perch here on the bed and show them to you.
I gotta look at the pictures.
This one I had taken when I was 2 or 3 years old. Me mother, I was like this. This next one was taken when I was old enough to go out on Groundhog's Day all by myself.
All by yourself,
Don't you think they're pretty good looking?
About the best good looking pictures I've ever seen,
These are all snapshots taken at picnics and chestnut hunts and things like that. No. Here's one I like. Now, this one was taken by my grandmother when I first... Say, Bud, you listening? Can you hear what I'm saying? He's gone to sleep. Of all things. Well, I'm kind of sleepy myself. Though I'd hoped I wouldn't be since I was going to stay out and break the old groundhog's rule today. But I sure could use another week or so of sleep. Got mighty lonesome after all the other groundhogs went back home. Well, I guess I'll just cuddle down here alongside of his, whatever he is, and catch 40 winks myself.
Quiet, Rubney. Quiet, everyone. I know you're all as happy as I am to see Zarathustra come home. We are especially happy to see him since we know that he was the Grubney fairy that found the one groundhog that refused to be afraid of its shadow and return home sensibly. Zarathustra, without using force of any kind, persuaded the groundhog to go back to sleep for 6 weeks. And as his crowning achievement, Zarathustra went to sleep with him for the whole time.
Mr. Mayor, it wasn't exactly like that. You see, he persuaded me, and I didn't mean to go to sleep, but I thought that if I had a little food inside me and had a look at some pictures, and then before I knew it, 6 weeks had gone by, and I woke up, and he woke up, and when we went outside the stretch and I saw him in the daylight, well, I was mighty surprised. He was a groundhog.
Well, Zarathustra, however it happened, you managed to find the right groundhog and keep him in his burrow, and that's the important thing. But I suspect that you're the only Grubney fairy that would, by accident, do the right thing.
Well, it wasn't much, Mr. Mayor. It wasn't hard at all.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the tape-transcribed story play Z.T. Grubney Meets a Groundhog, written especially for radio by Betty Gerling and produced by Mary Lou Reed. 1 week from today, Old Tales and New will bring you a story play about Abraham Lincoln called A Very Small Tribute.